Anthony, every once in a while, there's an actress that you don't know their name, but when I tell you who they are, you go, oh, yeah, she's hot. Alison Brie is one of those actresses.
Okay, I don't know who that is.
Yes, you do. She's super hot. She's the star of Glow on Netflix.
Oh, her.
She's Annie on Community, and she played Trudy Campbell on Mad Men.
Oh, she was Trudy.
Yep, see? I knew there was that moment of recognition. So that actress's name is Alison Brie, and she's gorgeous, and she's talented, and she's really beloved, like, just from Mad Men to, like, movies that she does. Everywhere she works, people just love her. They love working with her. She's a lot of fans. I think she's great, you know? So she's on this podcast talking about working on the set of Mad Men, and you're thinking she's going to talk about how great John Hamm was or what it was like working with maybe like Elizabeth Moss or something like that. No, she tells this story about the one time that she ended up peeing in her pants on the set of Mad Men.
On Mad Men, once there was a peeing incident, which I've talked about before, but it's like because we wore girdles, like which you probably don't fully understand what a girdle is, but it's like it's basically like biker shorts that go all the way then up to your like ribs, and it's like control top period.
It's like Spanx,
like time period appropriate,
not menstrual period. Yeah,
menstrual period.
It's not menstrual appropriate. I bet
it actually. So then there's a small hole in them so that you don't have to, because you're really like bound. Then they connect to stockings and all that stuff. So. But
A lot going on.
They had these in the 60s?
I guess.
Okay.
So for the first season of Mad Men, that you really weren't supposed to wear underwear under them because they are underwear. But I was like trying to respect wardrobe and was just like, that feels gross. So,
right.
Do you wear underwear under Spanx?
No, you just wear Spanx. Spanx are underwear.
Do you wash them after every time you wear them?
Of course.
Okay, I don't know. I'm just asking. I've never seen these in real person, so I don't know.
I wear Spanx like underwear. I don't know if I'm supposed to, but that's what I do.
You wear them now, even though you haven't been out of your house since March.
I have underwear on, and
trying
I was
to lose
rushing
weight.
To set, and I went to, I was like, I have to go to the bathroom, but talk about, I mean, in terms of what we were just talking, Mad Men was like my first job. So, like my first real job. So like, I didn't ever want to be the problem person. Like even having to go to the bathroom on the way to set, even if I've been waiting in my trailer for 4 hours, like they need you now. I'm like, oh, I have to pee. I'm so sorry.
I know that panic. I know it so well. Yeah.
So rushed to the bathroom, tried to like pull the hole open, but I didn't pull my underwear to the side. So peeing and I'm like not hearing it hit the bowl. And then I just feel warmth. I just feel warmth.
Oh, God, it's crazy. Yeah. I know that feeling.
And it was a full pee. Because I thought,
how do you know that feeling?
He doesn't
it
know.
Usually it's quickly followed by a sense of relief.
So as she's talking, I'm like, yep, girl, been there. Been there. So remember I used to be on that show, Dish Nation?
I don't even know how to take this. Okay. Yeah, I remember you being on that show, but
when we were filming Dish Nation, we were also on the radio at the same time, and it was live. So you're live on the radio while the cameras are rolling and they're filming you. And you know, you've had hair and makeup and there's lights and you've got like two different microphones, one like your regular radio microphone, and then sometimes they'll have like a second microphone or a lav microphone or something like that. So we're doing Dish Nation, we're live, and Demi Lovato is there, we're interviewing her. Now, Demi Lovato, if you've never seen, she doesn't just like walk into a studio with her manager and sits down. No, she travels with an entire entourage, and part of her entourage are the Lovatics, the Demi Lovato super fan club. So she has like five or six super fans that she brings with her. They travel with her. And they're just like, they have private jokes and all this kind of stuff. So she has the Lovatics are with her, her manager, her hair and makeup person, because remember, it's television. It's not regular radio. It's Dish Nation. We're doing TV. As well as like the record rep. So she has like eight people standing around her. And then there's me, my co-host on the show, the camera guy. So the room is full and we're live. So as she's talking, I realize I really have to sneeze. Like, I feel a sneeze coming on that is just like from the bottom of my soul. I don't even know where. And then I'm trying to hold it back.
And that's
then
the only thing you can think about.
Yeah, is how badly I have to sneeze.
Yeah.
So they play a clip of her song. And I was like, oh, perfect. And I let out this sneeze, and like everybody there, like their head turned towards me. I was like, I'm so sorry, everybody, you know. But luckily, so we're playing a clip during this. But the sneeze was so intense and so deep that when I sneezed, I also peed.
No, you didn't.
I did. I'd never done that before. And I have friends that like have been pregnant, and they've told me that after you have a baby, sneezing and peeing is like a thing.
Or laughing, you know? Or something, yeah, like that make you
exactly
pee.
Yeah. Exactly. But I'd never heard of this. I never, you know, I didn't know until this one day. So I'm sitting there, and it was a cloth chair, and I'm sitting there in a pair of jeans on a cloth chair with like 9 people around me, and we're live on television. Doing Dish Nation, and I'm scrunching up behind my desk a little further because I didn't want anyone to see, you know. So finally, the interview's over. We thank Demi Lovato, and they're like, well, let's take pictures with Demi Lovato. I'm like, okay, you guys go first. Like, I didn't know what I was going to do to try to take a picture Demi Lovato.
Was it a lot or just a little?
It was enough that there was definitely a wet stain on my pants.
So now you're telling me that if we go back in time to the 6th grade, when you supposedly didn't pee your pants and the whole school made fun of you. So now you're telling me you really did.
Okay. First of all, it was 2nd grade and I did not pee my pants. It was Joseph Muss and his cousin Jonathan Muss who thought it'd be funny to pour juice under my chair. And the reason why you know it's juice and not pee is because it was orange. Nobody pees orange.
So now you're going to blame it on Demi Lovato and his sneeze.
No. I blame the sneeze. I don't blame Demi Lovato. She had nothing to do with it. She is innocent of all of these charges. This is 100%. I blame it on the sneeze. But luckily, I had like a jacket with me, like a long sweater or whatever. So if you see, I will show you one day. It's on my website. If you go to cooperlawrence.com, there's a picture of me and Demi Lovato. And you will see that I made sure to crop out the crotch part. Because if you look carefully and look closely, I mean, you might think I was just sweating. Like, you know, people run and they sweat down there. It could be sneeze, but it was, trust me, it was pee.
See, and this is the problem with radio, because this is something that should have been brought up right then. This would have made the Radio Hall of Fame, this bit, if you would have just stopped right after the song was ending and you went, hold on, I got something to talk about. Demi, have you ever peed your pants like this? Look at this.
Right. And I would have done that if it was my show, but I was on somebody else's show.
Right.
And we were also doing Dish Nation, which had a director. So they were directing what goes. There was so many layers of people above me that there was no way I could have hijacked the show and talked about the fact that I just peed my pants, which would have been way more interesting.
Right.
Than the rest of the way that interview went, because she basically told stories she told before and told and answered questions that everybody had already heard.
Right. Like, this would have been millions and millions of hits on YouTube if this was brought up. But no, you want to talk about where she recorded her album. I mean, this is much more important that, excuse me, time out. I just peed my pants and the whole chair is wet and I'm not 700 years old and I still peed my pants because I sneezed.
Right. And it's great because what I did is I pulled my shirt out. So if you look at the picture on the website of me and Demi Lovato, you can't even see my jeans. Like I pulled the top out, so it looks like I was wearing like a little like mini dress kind of thing over. But trust me, under what I'm wearing there's urine.